It's true, your name would go down in history books. But is it worth living underground? Never to feel the sun on your skin, the wind ruffle your hair, or even just to be able to step outside and inhale the sweet scent of nature? Not for me personally, but it may be that it's not like that forever. Longer term, people like Patrick hope to terraform Mars.
Well, terraform just means making Mars more like Earth. And to make it more like Earth, there's a very simple problem on Mars. The atmosphere is not thick enough and it's not breathable. So if you were to make a large, essentially a solar sail that was shiny on one side, it would work as a mirror. You can put it into what is called a statite orbit around Mars, and that means basically the sun is trying to pull it away from Mars, but Mars gravity is trying to pull it towards Mars, so it stays in one place. And then you point it at the south pole of Mars, where there's a lot of frozen carbon dioxide. The frozen carbon dioxide is what I would call not very frozen. In other words, ice at 32 degrees is just sort of barely frozen. You heat it up just a little with the sun's rays, and it creates, guess what, a runaway greenhouse effect on Mars. More and more CO2. As more and more CO2 enters the atmosphere and the atmosphere becomes thicker, frozen water on Mars will begin to melt, especially around the equator, about 10 degrees above north latitude, 10 degrees south latitude, that band around Mars in the middle. The water will start melting. It might freeze at night. It might be an atmosphere that's kind of, or an environment that's a lot like Canada, where the water is not frozen during the day and some of it freezes at night. But when the water starts running freely on Mars and starts melting, water vapor will go into the atmosphere, which will create even more of a greenhouse effect. And you will get snow and you will get rain on Mars, just like we have on Earth. And as it gets warmer, and as you get flowing water, you'll be able to actually grow crops outdoors. And genetically modifying plants that we're familiar with on Earth, like corn and soybeans, where seem to plant everywhere, genetically modifying those so they can take in pure CO2 is not a big problem. So suddenly you'll be able to grow a food supply on Mars. And you begin to get a very Earth-like planet. Now, there's a big problem, which is a breathable atmosphere. That is a really tough problem to solve, and that's a thousand-year problem.
The question here, though, for me is, should we be doing that? Because what you're talking about is effectively climate change. When we are ruining our own planet through exactly this system, should we be going to another planet and changing it beyond recognition?
Now, I understand I'm very sympathetic with that argument. First of all, Mars is a dark, cold place. I do not believe there's any life on Mars. We're basically taking a rock in space. And to say that it is crazy of us to try to make it more Earth-like is a crazy statement in and of itself. But here's the big surprise. Technology doesn't move all by itself and get better all by itself. It needs motivation. What we learn on Mars about terraforming Mars is going to allow us to come on Earth to stop using our atmosphere and our water as waste disposal systems. Because on Mars, you will not be allowed to have any waste disposal at all. You will have to recycle everything all the time. And the technologies we learn on Mars are going to make Earth a much better place much faster.
A hugely positive aspect to come out of this mission. But would Stephen and Marek go themselves?
I would. I'd go tomorrow. It'd be the greatest adventure of a lifetime. You know, I think it would. Elon Musk is famous for saying, you know, I want to die on Mars, but not on impact. And I agree with that. You know, I wouldn't mind dying on Mars. That would be a good place to go later in life. Great last adventure.
I would be really happy to go and visit Mars. I would even go for a couple of years, but only if I could come back. The Earth is, I think, the most beautiful and amazing planet that we've discovered so far in the whole universe. Certainly, it's the most beautiful planet in the solar system. I have not finished exploring it, and I wouldn't want to give up on the Earth. So, yes, I would go to Mars for a trip, but I would definitely want to come back afterwards.
As the only person who really knows what it's like to be so far from our home planet, I want to leave you with a rather illuminating thought from our astronaut, Stanley G. Love.
The things that really stick with me are how difficult it was to do that first spacewalk, first time out the hatch. I have this memory of being finished with the spacewalk. We'd gotten our work done. I felt great. waiting outside the airlock to come back inside. And just at that time in the mission, our shuttle's orbit took us up over the Pacific Ocean and across the western part of the United States, which is where I grew up, and just having that immense tableau of scenery of all the world that I'd known growing up, from Canada down to Baja California. So I could see everything, all the mountains, the valleys, the whole landscape there, and having that just come rolling up underneath me as we were finishing that spacewalk and feeling good about it, that was a wonderful, wonderful experience and something I'll remember for the rest of my life.
It sounds beautiful.
It is. I like to say, and this is a strong statement coming from somebody with a background in astronomy, that the Earth is the most interesting thing in space. So I'm hoping that in the future, more and more people can see what it's like to be in orbit, look down at the Earth, see what it really looks like, and observe our home as a planet rather than just as something you drive around to work and back every day. And I think it will make us all better people to have that experience.
Would you stay or would you go? I think I probably enjoy eating avocados too much, but there are plenty of volunteers who disagree. So at least for some, the benefits outweigh the risks. I'll leave you to make up your own mind though.